From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, October 26th, 2010. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, today in Chicago.
With the U.S. midterm elections just 1 week away, it's time to look at a few of this year's crop of online election maps. We'll share what we like and where we see room for improvement. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Erdos, the Earth to Business company. Get ready to leverage your available hardware with multi-core distributed processing and Erdos Imagine and LPS and clustering in Erdos Apollo. Customize and localize software interfaces, exploit base imagery and geocoding in Bing Maps, and easily link to Google Earth. Utilize new image analysis workflows specifically designed for defense and intelligence users. Erdos 2011 software release is coming soon. Visit www.erdos.com for more information on this exciting release.
Now, I don't know what's happening where you are, Joe, but up here in my home state of Massachusetts, nearly every news cycle includes the latest poll on our four-way governor's race, as well as predictions about whether Democrats or Republicans will be better at getting out the vote to control Congress over the next 2 years. And of course, that means we've got a whole new crop of maps to help people understand not only what's going on in the House, Senate, and governor's races, but also related to some of the other ballot questions that are available. So what we're going to do today is have a look at a handful of these maps and do a little critique. And I would like to start with the Politico 2010 election map. And it's one of these trying to present everything that you would ever want to know about the elections state by state, and it's got four separate parts. And the first is an overview map that basically highlights what happened in each of the primaries, when they happened, and who won. So that's not too exciting. All of that's very well in the past here in deep in October. The second map is a Senate map, which is really interesting. It shows the current state of the states, blue for Democrats, red for Republicans. And then there are these sort of gray states, and you can't quite see their outlines, and those are states where there are no elections happening this time around. And it's just a little bit freaky to see the country without the boundaries. But if you do click on a state, find out who won the primary, and you can get a drill down of the state. Now, when you move over to the House map, it gets a little bit more interesting, I think, because you get to see, and this isn't a map that I see a lot, it's actually a map of the congressional districts of the United States. So you get a sense of which states only have one congressperson, that is one person in the House, and that's not something I think about, but we've got these huge states in the West that only have one district. And I was amazed to learn, I did not know this, that if you go to Nevada, there are actually three districts in Nevada. Two of them are very small and one of them is very, very large. Now, what concerned me the most about this map is actually the governor's map, the fourth map. And, of course, for that one, I went directly to my state of Massachusetts and zoomed into the state and learned that in the results of the primaries, we had our Democrat, our current governor, Governor Patrick, and our Republican winner, Mr. Baker. And what bothers me about this, and this is true across the map, is we actually have four people running for governor in my state. We have not only an independent, but we also have a Green Rainbow Party candidate. And I think it really does a disservice to our political situation not to include those candidates. And I have to be realistic, neither one of them is going to become the governor, but I think it's really important that we make people aware, especially the younger generation, as we try to get them to be active in our country's activities, that they be aware that there are these other candidates out there.
I think what the map does is, again, show a good synopsis of the parties. And to your point, our country is not necessarily focused on a more than two-party system, and indeed it does do a disservice.
Okay, which map do you want to start with?
Yeah, let's go to USA Today. And in the past, USA Today I have found to be one of the most dynamic publications to utilize mapping technology, and it's no different this time around. The map that they have up has similar types of synopsises of the Senate, the House, and the gubernatorial races as well. And what I appreciate about this map is the fact that it gives you one of these sliding bar overviews of the entire map. It gives you the current state of the House, Senate, and governor breakup. In other words, how many congressmen are represented by each party. And then it gives the projections for the 2010 elections, and you can see which candidates are leaning or which races are leaning Democrat or Republican. And I find that to be very helpful if you're looking at what could be. And this isn't one of those elections where commentary about flipping parties, the flip between the House from going Democratic, just flipping over to Republican. This gives kind of one of those synopsises of where are the battlegrounds for each of these races and which seats could flip. And I think that's a really good, very helpful overview of the races. And this is what you want to see. You want to see geographically, is there a concentration of a particular area? And I'm looking at the map in southeastern Alabama and southwestern Georgia, where there is these seats that are essentially a toss-up for races. And I think it's a really nice overview for people to understand what the political landscape of the country is in each of these individual races. So I appreciate it then. I think they did a great job in giving a summary of the races, and particularly in the congressional races.
Right, and it's very clear that this is very much aimed at the national picture, whereas mm-hmm. the map that I was just looking at was much more focused on drilling down to your state and getting that information.
Right.
I think the goals were quite different. But I have to say, and I think I had this complaint the last time we looked at a USA Today map, that while there's an awful lot of information here, it took me quite a while to figure out what those yellow areas were, because there's no obvious legend that explains it.
Not unless you go up to the slider bar at the top of the map. If you hover over it, there's a tooltip that is essentially the legend. You're right. There's no true legend that we would point to.
So you really have to be a little bit savvy about online maps and realize that if you move your mouse around, you're going to get some more information. Although in doing that, things move around pretty quickly, and it can get a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah, and actually not a bad thing, right? I mean, in terms of how we're trying to present information these days on a map, what does a publication do to try to get you to do that? And just roaming around is a good way to educate yourself on online mapping.
Absolutely, and I think this is actually a great map to help young people not only understand what's going on politically and within the elections, but also how do you make sense of these online maps? How do you understand what they tell you?
Right.
Just by moving your mouse around, you're going to get more information. The second map that I'd like to look at actually has to do with one of the ballot questions here in Massachusetts. We've got three binding ballot questions. And question number three is about cutting the sales tax from its current state of 6.25% to 3%. There's definitely advocates on both sides. The folks in the vote no question3.com are clearly arguing against, and what they provide is a map of all the cities and towns in the Commonwealth. And if you hover over your city or town, you will find out the estimated school and local aid cuts which will occur if that tax cut is made. It's interesting to move your mouse around because you see big, huge numbers in the millions in some areas, you see others in the tens of thousands of dollars, and I don't know that it really matters, except that these are all really, really big numbers for most people. And as soon as you see these numbers start moving by, and you think about the impact that might have on your local schools and your local police and so forth, it just breaks your heart. And I think this is an incredibly effective way to get the message across.
Do you find it being biased in any way to sway the vote in one particular direction?
Well, I think that's the point.
I think you're right about that, but to me it seems to some degree sensationalize.
And I think the biggest fault we can point to here is that there is no indication of where these estimates came from.
So this isn't being done by any particular party. This is
This map was actually put together by the Massachusetts Coalition for Our Communities, which is a group of organizations and individuals who have come together to defeat Question 3. So there actually is a formal group on this side. I didn't go and look if there's a VoteYesQuestion3.com map, but that would be interesting as well.
It's a very effective map. I would be scared to death. And in our town down here, we've just gone through a round of school cuts, which got a lot of people up in arms, firing teachers, cutting back other services. And from the standpoint of, are you trying to get your message out? This is a very effective map. Now, do you have any sense of how this was, how the map itself or how the information was promoted? Do you think that the general public is going to hit this website to find out more?
I don't know. I sort of found it by accident.
I think the most effective thing is it's showing you the school district maps, which you don't often see. And I think that in itself is very effective.
Well, here it's mostly by city or town.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So
okay. I see what you're saying.
Much simpler than in some geographies.
The last map we're going to focus on today is particularly aimed at the Tea Party movement. And I found a map here by the Huffington Post, which in itself is unusual because the Huffington Post is a rather liberal publication, and it's really focusing on the Tea Party movement, which has a more conservative bent. What it tries to do here in this map is essentially filter out the news with respect to which states and which House elections are, in fact, that where the Tea Party is backing a particular candidate in either House or the Senate or the gubernatorial election. And when I hovered over the House race, and they have examples of the particular candidates who are, I guess, particularly strong or particularly well-funded by the Tea Party movement. So when I hovered over Alabama, up pops the local candidate for District 5 election, which is a Republican candidate named Mo Brooks, who actually I got to know quite well many years ago, and I did not think that it was that he was particularly or any more strongly identified with the Tea Party than any other candidate around the country. But here is his picture popping up here as the example of the candidate that I guess represents the Tea Party movement in general. So again, what I was looking for in this map was how useful is this information about whether a particular candidate is endorsed or backed by the Tea Party movement? It's a good filter. I think that's what we're trying to point out here, is that it's a filter on, if you're looking for information about Tea Party candidates, here's a rather effective map that shows you the nationwide election in one swoop here.
Right, and that association with the Tea Party, it sounds like, comes from a state-by-state analysis by the AP.
Right. And again, why and how each of these candidates were chosen as representatives is unknown, but I like the fact that it gives me this filter if I want to drill down.
Well, and this actually raises a related question that I started with, which is why the two representatives of the smaller parties here in Massachusetts weren't on the map, and they sort of didn't count. And here's the Huffington Post actually sort of putting another filter on it, because, of course, the Tea Party isn't a traditional party, it's something else, and yet clearly that news publication, the Huffington Post, felt that it's important to filter those out and make that information available.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the year where this movement, the Tea Party movement, has come into light, again, not a traditional party as you state, it's important. It seems to be important to this election and will impact the results. So I think it's useful to have these types of things. And to your point about the party candidates in Massachusetts, where they're, again, not necessarily an organized party, it is absolutely essential that we bring this to light. And a map is a great way to provide that information. So it's disappointing that we don't have more of these types of maps provided that could highlight these issues in these different parties.
That's all the time we have.
This podcast was brought to you by Erdos, the Earth to Business Company, backed by more than 30 years of experience working with geospatial data and expert users like you. Erdos allows you to harness the information of the changing Earth for greater advantage. Find out more about Erdos and the Erdos 2011 software release at www.erdos.com.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can leave a comment at Directions Magazine.
We'd like to remind you that the Rocket City Geospatial Conference will be hosted November 16th and 17th in Huntsville, Alabama. The agenda is currently online. We hope you take a look at it and decide to register and come to this year's event. More information can be found at the conference website at www.rocketcitygeospatial.com.
Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.